This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Fall is a beautiful time in Wisconsin. We were getting ready to record today's show and looking longingly outside at the sunshine that was streaming into our windows on Monday afternoon and thought, why don't we take the show outside? So we are coming to you today from the Riverwalk next to the Chase Tower.
Could the answer to the tone of discourse in this country lie in a series of picture books for children? It might be putting a lot of pressure on the publication, but Brad Meltzer is up for the challenge. Meltzer's the author of numerous thrillers for an adult audience, and he's hosted a couple of series on the History Channel, most recently Brad Meltzer's Decoded.
But he is also author of a growing series of picture books aimed at elementary school-aged readers, a first-person series called Ordinary People Change the World. The most recent titles, I Am Gandhi and I Am Sacagawea, are just out. Meltzer was in Wisconsin recently and joined us in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
So what inspired you to start writing for kids midway through a career of writing suspense novels for grown-ups?
Yeah, no, after murdering many people in my thrillers, the truth is I was tired of my own kids looking at reality TV show stars and people who are famous for being famous and thinking that that's a hero. And our kids are being fed garbage through their eyes every day on their screens, on their TVs. I thought, I have so many better heroes for them. In my thrillers, in the TV shows I do, I have all these real life heroes. And I went to my daughter and said, you know, I'm going to give you a story of Amelia Earhart. And I said, she flew across the Atlantic. If I tell my daughter that Amelia Earhart flew across the Atlantic, my daughter says to me, big deal, Dad, everyone flies across the Atlantic. But if I tell her this true story, that when Amelia Earhart was 7 years old, she built a homemade roller coaster in her backyard. She took a wooden crate, put roller skating wheels on the bottom of it, shoved it to the roof of her tool shed, and came careening down the sides. My daughter's like, Dad, she's bold and she's daring and she's fun. And now Amelia Earhart is alive again. And I said, that's what I need to do. So we started with I Am Amelia Earhart and I Am Abraham Lincoln. And the core of the books is that we don't just show you when they're famous, we show you when they're kids. And the result of that is these aren't the stories of just famous people. This is what we're all capable of on our very best days.
Dare I say, there may have been other books written about Gandhi and Sacagawea and Abraham Lincoln and Amelia Earhart and Jackie Robinson and so on. How did you approach treading where others have tread? Was it just the notion of seeing these people when they were kids?
No. The truth was is I just feel like I approached it from the idea that these aren't books about history. These are books about values. So we've, of course, seen a million Rosa Parks books and Gandhi books and every other book. But I just said, I'm going to pull the core of what they can do when they were kids and show that value through their life. So on the back of I Am Amelia Earhart, it says, I will know no bounds. On the back of I Am Abraham Lincoln, it says, I will speak my mind and speak for others. On the back of I Am Rosa Parks, it says, I will stand up for what is right. And, of course, on I Am Sacagawea, as we're looking at it right now, I will blaze my own trail. And on the back of I Am Gandhi, in a gentle way, I will shake the world. And I needed these values are the vital part of the book. It's not, you know, if I teach my daughter, and I learned it the hard way, if I gave my daughter the facts and the years, she was uninterested. When I gave her the things that she did, that the hero did when they were a kid, she was mesmerized because then it could be her. And I think that was what cracked it open for us. And I honestly do think the big difference for us has been our artist. Chris Eliopoulos has an art. You know, I want my kids to be off their screens. I want them to be off their phones. The only way you can do that is you got to show them something better. So I hired an artist, Chris Eliopoulos, whose art style is a mixture of Charlie Brown meets Calvin and Hobbes. And as a result, kids flip for it. They go bananas because they're like, oh, they're adorable, they're cute, they look just like me. And that moment you can make them accessible, it became a completely amazing starting point for us.
Well, and I was going to ask you what on one level sounded like kind of a shallow question as I was concocting it. But not only are these characters, I'll say it, kind of cute, but they don't change. Gandhi in school is mostly bald, and what hair he has is gray or white, and we see him with his glasses and his robe and his mustache, and he doesn't age throughout the course of the book.
Right. No, we did I Am Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln has a beard and a top hat when he's a little kid to the end of the book, when he's president. And the reason is very simple. The editor at one point said, can we have them age? And I said, you can do whatever you want. And I know that that's, of course, the historically accurate way. They did indeed age. We're not shocking anyone there. No spoilers. But I said, watch, draw it and watch what happens. And Chris drew it. And she was like, oh, this is terrible. I'm like, I know. It's another boring history book and no kid will read it. So it is solely there so that the kid follows along. And this is a picture book series for young kids. The only way they're going to follow along is if it's adorable just like them. And that is, it is our conceit, absolutely. But I do think for us, it gives us an entry point that they really care about these heroes suddenly. And once they care about them, they're locked for life. My youngest son now, he sleeps with an Abraham Lincoln doll because he's just so adorable. It's his favorite hero. And that's, you know, been amazing. And I think for us, I can only say it like this, the best letter we got was a mother who wrote to me and said, Brad, this is the first year that my daughter is not going as a princess for Halloween. Thanks to your book, she's going as Amelia Earhart. And in my most narcissistic moment, I can never anticipate being someone's Halloween costume, but her daughter fell in love with the image on the book. And again, that's all Chris.
And perhaps someday someone will go as Brad Meltzer.
We get them. It's always that crazy, really historically obsessed ball kid. And they always wear the same ball cap and they put on the glasses. And I think what's shocking to me is it's frighteningly easy to dress as me. It's just like dress as a middle-aged man and the costume is done.
In fairness, they could be dressing as me too.
Right. Just tell them it's you. That's right. It's Mitch or Brad. The costume travels.
Do you worry at all that with the current political mood in this country, we're losing the ability to wrap our collective heads around what makes a hero or what we are talking about when we're talking about changing the world?
Listen, we have a problem right now. We're a culture at war. We don't listen to each other. It's why I wrote I Am Gandhi. It was the book I wrote to teach my kids no one wins in a fight. And all we're doing as a culture is fighting, ripping each other's heads off. We've played this amazing game for the past few years. It's called us versus them. They're wrong, we're right. And we're really good at playing us versus them. On both sides, we are amazing at it. We've honed our skills. But I'm tired of us versus them. It's time to get back to we. And the amazing part is, this is the only thing I've ever done in my career where here I am, I can go to an NPR show, and yesterday I was doing Fox News. It's unbelievable. And it's the one thing I've seen people agree on the conservative side and on the liberal side, is that America is losing its values and that we need to return to decency, to generosity, to helping people. We obviously, both sides have a different view of how to get there, but that is the only thing that brings me hope, is that a conservative place like Fox News will have me on to talk about Gandhi, which they did at this time. I have to take hope from that. And I was literally on there talking exactly as I'm talking here about why we need to stop fighting. You know, whether it gets through is, you know, remains to be seen. But my path is I'm going to arm a generation of children with those values. And I think that that is the best way I can fight back.
You were mentioning that these books, the Ordinary People Change the World series of books, are really aimed at a somewhat younger audience. Your kids are getting older now. And, you know, speaking as someone who has a young teenager at home and who read these books, and she was quoting, I will blaze my own trail back at me last night without even having the book in front of her. Do you think of these as also reaching an older demographic, or is there something more that you're thinking about doing for them?
No. So to answer the question directly, I absolutely know that we're getting older kids as well. I mean, we have people buying these as baby gifts for, you know, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds. But last night at my event, we had teenagers. We had people who were just coming to adults. I have no kids, but I love the messages of these books. And I think it's not because I'm such a great writer. It's that these heroes are timeless, and the messages that they stand for are timeless. And we are a culture right now that is starving for heroes. We know that, right? Look on the news. One of the things that happened with the books is as the presidential election was peaking, all of a sudden, two of our books started selling more than any others. And they were I Am Rosa Parks and I Am Martin Luther King Jr. And I know why. We all know why, right? It was that people were looking at television and seeing this politician and realizing that there's a huge difference between a politician and a leader, and that we want to show our kids leaders, not politicians. And I wasn't alone in that. So parents across the country were buying I Am Martin Luther King Jr., buying I Am Rosa Parks, even buying I Am George Washington. Those books were selling out all over. And it was because we're starving for heroes now. So also, I should tell you, when it came to I Am Sacagawea, I caught my daughter reading I Am Sacagawea. My daughter's impressed by nothing I do.
Your daughter is 15.
I have a 15-year-old okay. son. My daughter's 13. Okay. My daughter's 12 years old. I caught my 12-year-old daughter reading I Am Sacagawea. She's unimpressed by anything I do. And she catches, I walked in, she was reading an early draft, and she turns around, I'm waiting for the inevitable teenager eye roll, and she looks at me and says, "Dad, this one's actually really good." And I was like, that's my new tattoo. This one's actually really good. But I realized that this
should
message—
should be a blurb.
Right, and it is the blurb on the back now, it should be. But I realized that her reaction to it was exactly what the book was there for. It's about, the book, I Am Sacagawea, is about expectations. And that no one should limit you. You know, Sacagawea was limited. They expected nothing of her because she was a girl, because she was a teenager, because she was a mom, because she was Native American. And the book is about that value of don't let anyone stop you from whatever you're chasing, that you must find your own path. You must blaze your own trail. So it is no surprise to me that your daughter had the same reaction I did, which is, you know what? I need that. And my 12-year-old needs it. My 15-year-old needs it. I caught him reading I Am Gandhi on election night. He was reading an early copy. And was like, this is good one, Dad. So I love that these messages can stay for all age groups, especially for kids of all ages.
You do, I was going to say a little, but really it's a lot of everything. You do write suspense novels for adults. You have written longer narratives for kids. You host a show on the History Channel. You are outspoken in support of your charitable work. We had a nice long conversation about hairstyles. If you handed the reins of this series over to someone and they wrote, "I am Brad Meltzer," what do you think the through line is in everything that you do?
Wow. New question. It's rare that I get that. I want to give you a thoughtful answer, not a quick answer. I know my core belief. My core belief is simple. I believe ordinary people change the world. I don't care where you went to school. I don't care how much money you make. That's nonsense to me. I believe in regular people and their ability to affect change in this world. And that's my through line. And why? Because it's my life. The most authentic story you can tell is your own story. That's my life. I'm the first in my family to attend a four-year college. My dad was down to his last $1,200, and we didn't know where we were going to live. And it wasn't those moments of like, oh, we're worried about money. We were worried about safety. And it was regular people, my English teacher, who told me, "You can write," who changed my life. It was these other, my history teacher, who took me under her wing and became a mentor to me, changed my life. It wasn't anything big and fancy. It was my mom and my dad and simple love. And I think it's just been my story. I think, for me, I tell my kids one thing every night when they go to bed, and it's dream big, work hard, stay humble. That's the message. That's all you need. And for me, it's the only one that I feel like I can tell. The only authentic story I can tell is my own.
Do you think in your own way, are you changing the world?
If I'm not, then what am I doing? I mean, if I'm a smart person, I should go write another thriller. They pay me more. People know me for them. I can get them made into movies. That's what I should do. Instead, I've spent the last 4 years of my life writing children's books about Abraham Lincoln and Rosa Parks and Dr. King. And the reason is because I felt like as a parent, I needed to do this. And then I realized the one thing that I learn over and over again in life, right? Life is always about relearning the message that you never learn. You have to. You don't go on until you figure out that message, and we never learn it. We make the same mistakes over and over again in life. And the message I know is this. I'm not that special. That as a parent, what I wanted for my kids is no different than what anyone wanted for theirs. We all want better heroes for our kids. And that's why this series has sold and taken off in a way that I can't describe. And it is the one thing since Donald Trump has been in the White House I can say is, you know, this amazing thing he's done is this series has been lifted by people around the country on both sides, not a Democrat or Republican thing, but using these books to give their kids real values of decency and of compassion. And if that's not fighting back, I don't know what is.
Brad Meltzer, I hope we can talk again. Thanks.
Would love it. Thanks.
Brad Meltzer's latest books are for children. They're called I Am Sacagawea and I Am Gandhi. He's also the author of a dozen novels for adults and several comic books. And he's hosted two series on the History Channel, the latest of which is Brad Meltzer Decoded. He was in Wisconsin last week for an appearance at Books & Company in Oconomowoc.